get the current daf and sechtes nazar daf samach beis binam and alpha. Getting test master because of the Gemara that the Gemara is saying, okay, you want to tell me that ish kiyafli is nothing to do with Rabbi Kachavim, it's including that of mukhla samach le ish and I it's the rabbanim. It's going on that either day kachavim. So that says the Gemara as Tosafot quotes Nichol Mandam, and this is very well according to the one that says by Erechim. That what do we learn now? When this is B'nai Yisrael, we're saying that they're in their Erechim, they can be the subject of Avaloi B'nai Kachavah, and that's where excluding non-Jews, they cannot be the subject. Now, Yochali B'nai you think that they cannot take an Erech B'al Tamalim Ish. That's Ish is coming to include. Oh, so then that makes sense to say, somebody Yisrael, for sure, you could say, Das Ish Lemon, that Ish is coming to say, that even a non-Jewish boy at 12 years old, close to being an adult, Yochal Erech could also take an Erech vow. But as Tosafot quotes the words of Gemara L'mandam, and according to the one that says B'nai Yisrael, B'lev Yikom, what are we excluding is saying that he cannot take the vow. Yochalei in the Yochan, you would think he cannot be the subject of the vow. Tam L'mish, that's Ish coming to include, he could be the subject. So then the question is, Tosafot quotes, even from a month old, he's valid for an Erech vow, as the Torah says, which the Gith Ir says, either Gabi Nerech, or the words are B'lev Yikom, or Tlagabi Nerech Leshach Laskim of some of this, as some gives us, what do you mean? For being the subject has nothing to do with being 12 years old. So, how could that be understood according to that? Manda Amar. So, rather says the Gemara, then, so according to that, what's Kiafli coming to teach me? So, rather, Rabbi Abba says, as Tesha quotes, Lasu Yab Dikhab Mgadl. It's actually coming to include an adult non Jew, which, as Tesha explains, claim in other words. Lashminta, let us know that Amagab the God, even though he's an adult, as the Gemara explains, in any day lahaflis, if he doesn't know how to enunciate and be clear about his vow, he'll have an edge, there's not going to be an edge. Meshing Yisrael, that's what's saying, we're coming to exclude, whereas by a Jew, Lebinya de lahaflis, because he doesn't have to know enunciate it as an adult. I have a hard to come to this, we're saying, Yochaloi Nerochen, I thought it's regarding being the subject of the vow, Tamil Mishta, we're coming to include. Now you tell me it's regarding the one who's taking the vow? No, since there's love, it's not precise. Elis Machdam, that's just an illusion. Because the Ikkar Cross, actually, the primary person is coming to say, as we're answering, L'gadlo she'eni der lahaflis, regarding an adult who does not know how to take the vow, and Ben Arachin to be the subject of the vow, actually, that's misfire, that's the logic, my credit, Ben Arachin, Davis Kisrael, as we said in the previous step. If he could even take a ned in the Dava, like a Jew, for sure, he could be the subject of an Erech vow. So that's actually what's coming to teach. Next is the Masal, also on these same words of the Gemara, Lasu Yabdi Kachavim Gadl, it's coming to include a non-Jewish adult, the Avagav, the Galu, even though he's an adult, in many their lifeless life, it doesn't matter, enunciate, then not. So, in other words, to include, actually, doesn't mean like inclusionary, it's actually like means to like exclude. That's mean I'm actually coming to tell you, the Avagav, any day lifeless, where the non-Jew does not know how to clearly enunciate, in Nidra Nedra, then this Nedra is not going to be a Nedra, which is the Avagav, the Galu, even though he's an adult. Shaking me so in contrast to Israel, the Godly Nidra Nedra, then an adult is Nedra's Nedra, I feel any day lifeless, even though he doesn't know how to take a Nedra. Then you can say, wait a second, we're talking about the subject of Erech vows. And that halacha is, even an adult who knows how to take an Eder, I thought he cannot take Erech vow. What you can say is, yeah, if it's not teaching anything regarding someone takes an Erech vow, it's going to teach regarding someone who does not take a regular Eder vow, not that of an Erech vow. And through what's called Emein Inyan. To next test master, begin the words of the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to know, so okay, you explained to me this pasig of Ishkiafli by Erechim. The question is, as Tosafot quotes words Gemara Ishkiafli Dechsev Gabi Nazir Lomali, what's that coming to teach? As the Gemara by us adds on words, what do you mean? We're Makash Nazir to Nadarim. So what do you need that Yafli for? So as Tosafot quotes the Gemara, Lasu Yedem Shein Mechi, is coming to include when you have partial statements, that's what Yedem is, which are not indicative. Which Tosafot says, here also, hi, lasu yinami, have kamele mute. It's not really coming to include anything, it's actually coming to exclude. So it has to be muchach, it has to be indicative. Kadashin, come to dumb, like the Gemara Darshan's in the first breaking dumb, the famous days, yidayim shen mechichas, that when you have partial statements that are not clear, what you're saying, lam yidayim, are not considered partial statements, which we know them from this word, meish kiyafli. My goodness is buffalo, just like the parenthesis has to be clear, if you're this buffalo, so too, the partial statements have to be clear. Which Tosafot's girsa is, the itmar. As we learned, Yudam Shein Mechichas, when you have partial statements that are not clear, Abayam Allah Hamidam, it's not considered as a partial statement. Rabbam Hamidam, it says it is considered a partial statement. This is Kafka's from, that's how, at least the text that places had. Rabbi Ben Tam, it says, no, the Girsa Fuchi Meshabeshas, no, it's an inverted Girsa and it's a mistake. Ubegirsa Resh Mesetis Dorm, Dav Heim Abez, Girsin Hachi, the Girsa Ibchitz, the opposite way, the way our Gemara has it. Rav Almi says Lam Yadayim is not considered as a valid yad. Abayim Habidayim is considered a valid parsha statement. And Tosafot says Kedilav Hachi, because you don't say this in Liashim Hashikars B'Svar Machad, then you cannot resolve what the Gemara is going to say shortly. Hanicha, and actually the Kirsa Tosafot says that we have is actually the inverse of how we actually have it, which is Larava. It says according to Rava makes sense. Hanicha Larava Labayim Akum Akum by what are you going to say, which. So it's only Laman the Gersman also the Rava. How many times? It's only according to one that has the Gersman that in the teaching of Rava that is not valid. Only according to that, Nicha doesn't make sense, as obvious in the Gemara's question. Now, can the Chin Perikam the Norm, as we darshan in the first Perikam Norm, Chiyafli, that the Yadayim Shein Achich is not Midayim, second Zer Yadayim. That's one option. Or Pivam of Miyashu gets us from the Hachi, actually resolves the other Gersman that Tezid brought. Because B'chiyafli yisera. We're actually coming from the extra B'chiyafli, because the Chassidim Beis Pum, it says it two times. That's where we're dashing from. Aval, so come on, that's what you could say, that Ve'en Mir Achamir El Rabbis. When you have two exclusionary terms, which that's what Yafli is, has to be clear, it's actually two times Mir, it actually comes to include. Ah, Vashla Asui, Aval Rabbis, so actually the word Asui is actually not excluding, it's actually including. B'chemashma Maskon, also something from the Gemara's Maskon, the Maskon, the Gemara comes out, oh, why say two times? Echlafal Issa once. That regarding the that is prohibited, ve'echalaf laleta, one's regarding a nether that of what's permitted, and Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Tafim Afla, he said there's expanding from the extra word hafla. So therefore, obviously, we're also saying because it says two times. Therefore, actually, we're not excluding, actually including. So therefore, that would be like the girsa that we have that actually we're not proving that it doesn't work, actually proving that it does work, that it is yidai. Next says Master Begum words of the Gemara that. Okay, so the Gemara says, you're right, Kiafli, you need for Reb Tarfon, like Reb Tarfon taught, that in Nechemem Nazir, which Le'el B'Perek B'Shamayit of Lam Damlam Av, Tanamna, we learned over there, where even if it turns out he's right, but he has to know clearly when he's saying it, that he knows what he's saying. And so the Gemara says, well, that's good according to Reb Tarfon, according to Reb Tarfon, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, okay, you need it for something else, which Reb Eliezer teaches that it says, Ish Kiafli, Kiafli, Stasis quotes base pump two times. Which echad pasha nazar one pasha nazar echad pasha and the gear says erechin, and that's teaching you echad afal. It's echad afal heta. That's what kiafli is coming to teach you. The place says me. However, the word ish like darsh it's not being expounded. But b'shem I it's a kumitz of kiafli. Since you have to write the word kiafli a second time to tell you once afal is once afal heta. So k'sim nami ish. And you're right. The word ish itself is not coming to teach us anything. Like we said, we're going to have a chavim or muflo or whatever things like that.